Bon, ben, je vous souhaite la bienvenue à la rencontre de ce soir, le 4 juillet, à 7 heures, pour la rencontre publique de la municipalité de Canton-Gloo. I'd like to welcome you to the public council meeting July 4th at 7 p.m. in the municipality township of Lowell. We have a couple of absent councillors, Maureen McAvoy et Ghislain Robert. So, il y a deux absences motivées, Maureen McAvoy puis Monsieur Ghislain Robert. Donc là, l'ouverture est faite. On va aller rapport de mairesse, mayor's report. There's not very much to report right now. There's been a lot of work on certain files. Il y a des dossiers qui ont été travaillés, mais je ne suis pas en mesure de me prononcer sur le sujet encore, parce que ce n'est pas fini, c'est des ouvrages en cours. So, pour le moment, on est rendu là. Là, l'agenda, nous allons faire trois ajouts. Un, en dessous d'administration, qui est les dons au Centre du jour et l'Association récréative de l'eau, Venosta et Burnin's Hill. Ensuite de ça, il y a 3.4, travaux de traitement de surface, appel d'offres par invitation pour ingénieurs. Et puis le 4.3, modification de la date de la collecte des encombrants. So there's three additions to the agenda tonight. One is under administration 1.14, donations for the Day Center and Low Recreational Association, Venosta and Brennan's Hill. Under 3.4, which would be roads, surface treatment work, invitation to tender for an engineer. And also 4.3, a modification, which is environment, modification of the date of collection of bulky items. Fait que si tout le monde est d'accord, on va faire l'appui de l'agenda. So everyone's in agreement to adopt the addition.
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. On continue. Procès verbal.
Oh,
tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone's in agreement?
Oui.
Thank you. Procès verbal de la séance ordinaire du 6 juin. So, minutes of the regular meeting, June 6, 2022. J'ai besoin d'un appuyeur.
Just to let you know, I made a couple of corrections already to the...
To the minutes?
Yeah. There was a couple of typos.
Okay, merci. Proposé par?
Je ne l'ai pas lu attentivement. Je m'excuse.
C'était sur la table.
Je vois le second.
Maureen Rice, Joanne Meillet. Parfait, merci. Everyone is in agreement?
No.
No.
OK.
À ce moment-là, est-ce qu'on peut les remettre au mois de juillet?
Bien, on pourra se parler, là, vous êtes trois.
Mais il y a quoi sur les... je ne les ai pas devant moi, là. Est-ce que ça arrête les résolutions qu'on a adoptées, ça?
Pas vraiment comme tel, non.
OK, parce qu'il y en a là-dedans qu'il faut qu'ils sortent.
Mais c'est parce que j'essaie de comprendre pourquoi.
Ouais. Est-ce que c'est certaines résolutions que vous n'aimiez pas ou c'est la façon que ça a été présenté?
Moi, c'est le vote que vous avez fait sur les terrains des dos.
OK. And you, Lee, why you said no? Is it...
Because I didn't see them.
Oh, OK, you missed them.
I didn't get a chance to read them.
Yeah.
They used to be put into our mailbox, and now they're not put into their mailbox anymore, so they come on the computer, but... I've already stated that I don't want to read it off the computer. I want to have a paper copy.
I'm fine with waiting until next month.
Okay.
We'll
on va l'avancer pour
pushback. Thank you.
Donc là, 1.5, procès verbal de la séance extraordinaire du 8 juin. So, the minutes for the extraordinary meeting for the 8th of June.
Je vais le proposer.
OK, Luc. Appuyé par?
Ça, c'était pour le renouvellement du prêt.
Oui, c'est ça.
J'ai-tu le droit de le seconder, n'étant pas présent quand ça a été...
Non, tu peux pas.
OK.
J'ai besoin d'un appuyeur. J'ai Luc comme proposeur. OK. Maureen Rice. Parfait. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
No.
Oui.
Same reason, oui.
Yes.
For...
Je comprends plus rien.
I don't understand what...
He
what?
Wants them in a paper copy. He doesn't want to read them.
That's
off.
That's not a reason to vote against.
Exactly.
That's his reason.
Okay. But anyway. Whatever.
And if he's asking for a paper copy,
it's okay.
That's right.
All right. Fait que là, on continue. On fait l'adoption des prélèvements bancaires. Ceci pour les remises gouvernementales, salaire net. C'est ça. Fait un total de 62 289 et une. So this is for the direct debit monthly statements for June 2022. In this case, it's the salaries and government remittances for a total of $62,269.01. It seems a little higher than usual. It's because last month we passed a resolution to update the firemen's salaries.
Vacation.
So that's included.
That's all included in there. If you look at your paperwork, Maureen, the whole list is in your paperwork. So I need, yeah.
Je propose.
I'll second it.
So, Luc, Joan Meillet. Merci, everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Okay.
I'm saying, I'm abstaining from that one.
Okay, pass then.
Belle. Un, deux, trois. On a la majorité.
Okay. So I have Luc. Oui, puis Jean Maillet.
Puis
Carole. Oui. Adoption du registre des chèques. So adoption of the check register, which is a total of 95,720.33, which is a total of $95,720.33, and that includes, the check register for June. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
No.
Okay. 1.8, adoption de la liste des comptes fournisseurs pour un total de $132,600.79. So this is the adoption of the list of the accounts payable. It's $132,679. That includes the provincial and federal remittances as well. Bon, j'ai besoin d'un appuyant.
Dick.
Proposer.
À proposer, c'est Luc.
Joanne.
Appuyé par Joanne Maillet. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Nope.
Moi, je suis. Maureen?
Yeah.
OK. Merci. Directeur, dépenses du directeur général, qui est zéro. 1.10, dépenses du directeur du service incendie, encore zéro. 1.11, so that's expenses for director general, which is 1.9, is zero. 1.10 is the expenses for the director of fire services, is also at zero. 1.11, dépenses du directeur de service de voirie. Il est encore à zéro. So the report, 1.11, report on the roads department expenses, is zero. Devrais-tu mentionner le certificat ici, non? Ou c'est juste pour... Non, OK. Là, on arrive au 1.12, rapport du comité d'administration. So 1.12, administrative committee report.
Avec les vacances, les sorties de ville, de la municipalité pour des raisons personnelles, malheureusement, on n'a pas réussi à se rencontrer pour le comité d'administration, mais on a fait des échanges de courriels. On est toujours à la recherche de certains membres de personnel. Fait qu'on on pousse pour que les offres d'emploi soient plus visibles puis soient dispensées à plus que juste limitées à la région. So we didn't meet in person for the administrative committee this month with personal outings from the municipality and absence for different conferences. We couldn't get together for administrative committee, but we did exchange a lot of emails to try to. We are still missing key personnel, so we are still looking to at least expand our search for different positions. C'est tout.
Merci. Thank you. 1.13, le TEC 2019-2023, programmation de travaux numéro 1. Ça, c'est pour faire une demande, c'est ça, la demande pour le puits?
Modification
pour le puits à Fieldville.
Pour la
chlorification.
Je propose.
Je seconde.
So this resolution is to modify the program, the TEC program 2019-2023 to include the extra expenses that we're going to incur to put the chlorination system at the well in Fieldville. Wait, is everyone in agreement?
Wait.
Yes.
And I am too. 1.14. Dons au Centre du jour et Association récréative de Louvain-Austin et Brennan-Sill. So, 1.14, donation, Day Center and Low Recreation Association, Louvain-Austin and Brennan-Sill. So, for the Day Center, it's $900. For the association, the clubs, it's $4,750. Donc, pour le Centre du jour, c'est $900. 4750 pour les clubs récréatifs qui ont récréatifs de Louvain-Austin et Brennan-Sill. Là, c'est sûr que cette portion-là, c'est comme avant. Là, on avait mentionné qu'on voulait avoir les états financiers des clubs détaillés pour l'année passée parce que ça fait partie de... Déjà, ça fait longtemps de ça, mais c'est des ententes qu'il y a eu pour que les fonds peuvent sortir. So, for the donations, the $900 donation for the day center is going to be put out. $4,750 divided up for the rec association for Louvain-Austin and Brennan-Sill. What we're doing now is we're referring back to the way things always used to be, is that they have to provide a financial report for the previous year, so for 2021, to be able to receive the money. Donc, j'ai pas... T'avais-tu autre chose à dire, Joanne?
Ça va être inscrit que sur la réception des états financiers des différents groupes récréatifs.
Oui.
Oui. Parfait. Je se propose.
Okay.
With that modification.
Yep. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. What is the day center?
It's every Monday. There's a day center. They come down from Maniwaki, and they pick up a bunch of our seniors that are like in their 80s and up, and they have a day right till about 2, or well, early in the morning till about 2 o'clock, but they bring them out to play games, do activities, exercise. They provide a lunch for them, and then they bring them all back home.
Okay. Do they go to Maniwaki for that?
No, they come here.
Oh, they come here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's happening again.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're near every week. And they pick up some seniors, not just from Lowe, but Cazabash, well, Lake St. Marie, and they bring them here. And
okay, good.
It's a good activity.
And they go pick them up at their house.
Mm-hmm. And bring them back.
At their house.
Yes. Fait que là, numéro 2, sécurité publique. Rapport du comité de sécurité publique, so public safety committee report. Madame Rice?
So we did have a fire committee meeting. I know you guys didn't get the report yet. It's my fault, and I will send it to you. We talked about the risk analysis plan, the chief's convention, fire that we had throughout the spring, possible training opportunities, and upcoming purchases. We also talked about the new mandates that will be coming down the pipeline through CNSST and the, it's not liabilities, the extra processes that will be downloaded on municipalities as far as like cancers and contamination and stuff.
Right.
So we had a lengthy conversation on that, and I will send you those reports. I did not get a report from Michel for June. He was gone on holidays, and has only been back a week or so I expect it'll be at the August meeting. I did just want to briefly talk about what stands out to me for that month, and it was the 3 water rescue calls in the 1 week. All mutual aid calls, particularly one where it was challenging conditions and followed through till late evening, went back for a couple of days on the request of BSQ. Good training opportunity, terrible situation, and I think we all like want to express our condolences to that family.
Do we have a mutual aid with the SQ though? Or
so I don't know how the billing is going to be.
Okay.
But yes. And it was on their request. Suzanne Spritzichler found a aussi, c'est correct? Okay. That's all I have for fire.
Thank you. Merci. 2.2, publication d'un appel de service dans le cadre du programme PRESIM. So 2.2 is a publication of a call for service under the PRESIM program. So this is for so to be able to deposit a project, we need to go and get exterior resources. So it's also to authorize administration. Voyons, je parle en anglais, non, mais c'est autoriser l'administration générale de publier un appel de service pour l'engagement d'une personne ressource pour la rédaction d'un rapport concernant un projet de construction de caserne, rénovation d'un bureau municipal au 405. So this particular resolution is to authorize our general administration to issue a call for service for the hiring of a resource person to write a report concerning the project to build a fire hall, renovation of a municipal office at the 400, 105, Route 105.
Je propose.
Je seconde. C'est pour les prix pour engager quelqu'un, c'est ça?
C'est pas aller chercher, voir si on peut avoir un prix, oui. OK, Joanne, mais... So, everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes. Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. Transparent. Bon, ben M. Robert n'est pas ici ce soir, mais il n'y a pas de rapport à mon... Dans le...
Il a envoyé le rapport.
Yeah, de... yeah, but there was nothing that's really...
Was there anything that came out of that meeting? For roads?
Yeah, we're going to... They're going to work on... it's not really a tender, but they're going to submit some paperwork for to Dale to try and get him to price the winter sand that we require. So that was one of the things, the winter sand.
I think you have a recommendation for employee hiring, right?
Well, but
it's coming down, like it's further down the agenda, but you talked about that?
Yeah, well, we did interviews with the two people that applied for the job. So we recommended that both of them be hired, I guess. I didn't take any notes, so...
Just a second. I'm looking at the report.
But I read the report there. I didn't see the thing about cutting the grass on the side of the road.
We did put a call in to... I spoke to Ryan yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's calling the company to get here.
Okay.
So there was some talk about...
equipment needed.
Yeah. Winter sand, equipment needed, Fieldville Road grant work.
It's all still in process.
Though. Yeah, no Lake problem. Bernard Road grant, new employee, Martindale Road repair near Kaylin and Simo Road. So those are the topics, and it's an ongoing thing because there's, you know, some of the work needs to be scheduled through the roads crew too. I wasn't at the meeting, but that's the report that I received from...
That's pretty well it, then.
Yeah.
You guys talk about the signage? Like, they were supposed to order a signage there, like, for Fieldville Road, the speed limit, and...
In Fieldville.
We didn't talk about... Care
of children and things like that?
We didn't talk about that, but I remember him... answering somebody in an email saying that the signs were ordered and as soon as they get here, they'd be put up.
Yeah, were they put up?
November. No, they were not put up.
They're not put up?
No.
They're just at the beginning of Fieldville. They're but not in the up. Village.
Okay, comme chez toi, y en a pas de nouveau. Okay, I was told the other day they were put up.
Well,
that's why I'm asking.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
But maybe they were put up in the wrong spot.
It's funny.
I requested that they were going to talk to Mr. Legault there when they were going to put them up.
Well,
so maybe we can verify that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see them either.
Okay.
Bon, juste vérifier avec la voirie, là.
S'il vous plaît.
Ça serait
un suivi.
Oui. Donc là, on va continuer. Transport. On a fini avec sécurité publique? Hein?
Yeah,
okay. OK, transport, travaux de pavage, appel d'offres par invitation pour ingénieurs. Puis ça, c'est pour le chemin principal.
No.
Yes?
Oh, well, what is... Sorry.
Just in a minute. So for paving work, invitation to tender for an engineer, and it has to do with paving on principal in the village. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Oh,
I'll second it.
Okay, merci. Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Thanks,
Fait que là, on continue avec 3.3, embauche opérateur de niveleuse. Fait que la voirie, ils ont eu des entrevues. J'ai choisi un monsieur Curtis Taylor.
I want to clarify. So... I know we talked about it many times around the table. If it's written like that as a grader operator, does that mean that we can't use him for any other things?
No, usually in there's other
I would like,
task connected.
I would like to see that it be like greater operator slash.
You can't change the title, but you still can add it in the contract.
In the contract, you can put as ordered by the foreman or whatever. So.
Because when we did the interview, we talked to him and we told him that there'd be times where you'd be doing other stuff.
Yeah,
and we'd cut the grass.
And like I think when we, at least me, I thought we were posting it as a journalier opérateur, like everything.
I don't believe the actual job offer was published in that manner.
No,
no.
I think you're right.
It was greater operator.
Yeah, it was
but
greater
I mean,
operator.
If the gentleman is open to other
so
tasks.
So even though it's written like that, Pierre,
yep.
You're going to write it in the contract.
It's the
that
contract.
Other,
that's going to take over.
But you're going to put it in the contract?
Yes.
That there could be other tasks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so an English hiring of a greater operator, which is Mr. The interviews, Mr. Curtis Taylor. Was chosen. So I need, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
Je vais le seconder.
Parfait. Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui. Yeah, I'm, I agree with it, but I wish it had have been
labor.
Yeah, not now. And not on, not July.
Well, they have to give their notice, that's why. It's a little later than we anticipated. OK, fait que là, on arrive à 3.4, traitement de, excuse, travaux de traitement de surface, appel d'offres par invitation pour ingénieur. Puis ça, c'est pour le chemin McDonald.
Je propose.
Certaines minutes, so to surface treatment work, invitation to tender for an engineer. And that's for McDonald Road. So, Joanne Meillet.
Ah, c'est pour un ingénieur, ça?
Oui. On n'a pas le choix.
Quand on a dit que c'était le traitement de surface, je pensais qu'on n'était pas obligé.
As-tu vu les montants? Tu es obligé. Tu es même obligé d'aller en appel d'offres sur le public SEAO.
I really wanted to see this happen. This year, and if we go to an engineer, it's not going to happen this year?
It could happen.
Yeah, it could.
Wow.
But the thing is that that's only the quote that we received is only for the.
But it's a quote, and then we
minute,
have to,
finir.
To do a resolution to hire.
The concassage is not included in there, and
no.
It specifically says it.
It was only to do the hill.
It's only to do the tar and stone
on the hill.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it says he specifically stipulates that it does not. Include any gravel in the oven.
And if you want to protect yourself, you're better off to have a contract and not just something like this.
So,
Joanne and then post and seconded. Carol.
Bon, c'est Luc.
Do you agree?
Oui.
Joanne P.
Okay.
Carol, do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to vote against.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
OK, merci. Thank you. Hygiène du milieu, so environmental hygiene and sanitation.
Yeah, we tried to have some meeting there, but everybody was busy, so we didn't manage to have a meeting. Having said that, I think the inspector has got a lot of list of stuff that needs to be done because we're not getting too much answering from a report that we've been doing since December. Having said that, there's still stuff happening there, like a big garbage there. There's a new plan for big garbage happening and all that there. But we still got a lot of questions that we asked there that we didn't get no answer.
Okay. Est-ce que c'est tout?
Oui.
Là, on a 4.2. Octroi du contrat d'achat de bac 120 litres brun pour le compostage.
Ça, c'est-tu des petits bacs ou c'est des gros bacs comme les poubelles?
Non, non, c'est comme...
Okay.
Ça avait les...
sont petits.
And are they the ones with the... did we find out?
Yes, we found out. There's no necessity because nobody's going to look at it anyways.
Okay, so these are without?
Without the chip.
But they are registered with the number on the back.
Okay.
But I thought it was 6,000. Those without chips.
Without chip, il est augmenté parce que la soumission est 1043, mais on l'a arrondi pour n'avoir des spares que vous avez mentionnés, 150 bec.
Fait que là, moi, j'ai une question pour vous.
Oui.
Est-ce que ça comprend la petite bine qui va sur notre comptoir?
Ça, je ne suis pas certain. Il faudrait que je m'informe. D'habitude,
parce
ça
que les
vient.
Autres ont
ouais,
les autres.
Les autres ont les autres.
Moi, ça vient avec, Carole.
OK.
C'est ça que l'inspecteur nous avait dit au midi.
Parfait. Donc, c'est ça. Pour un montant de 8107,51 pour les bacs plus taxes applicables. So, this is for $8,107.51 for the purchase of 150 bins plus applicable taxes. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur?
Je le propose.
OK, merci. Secondé par...
So this is the bins to replace those that weren't delivered.
Yeah.
With the intention that we're going to offer door-to-door compost.
Yes. I mean, there's not, you know, certain municipalities, some of their farms don't take the bin because they do compost on their land.
But we don't know that that's what we're doing.
Well, it really depends on, you know, it's just that we have to do...
I agree with the people who don't have their bins. I agree with there are places where it's going to be a good program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that I agree with it throughout. So I have a hard time proposing bins that I don't necessarily agree with the program.
Yeah,
but there are people in our municipality who didn't get them, which isn't right.
Yeah, I agree with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
But you almost got to give them to everybody.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Whether they use them or not. Because if you don't, well then who chooses which one gets and which
right.
one doesn't.
And that's where I have the...
I mean...
You're right.
And the government's going to force everybody to do it anyway.
We're not going to have a choice.
Yep.
But yes, right now the way that they've got to explain by the MRC there is you can choose to have a percentage of people that's going door to door. You don't have to have 100%. That's what the MRC came and briefed the other day.
Yeah.
So but Lee, you can second the motion to buy the bins.
But and like I'm all over the place and I see the bins out. And they're lucky if you're getting 20% of the people putting bins out.
I think
these roads and I see the bins out in the morning.
So. But I think Lee, if you look at it back in the day when the recycling started, it was pretty much the same thing. The whole point of having the compost, and you know we've said it I don't know how many times, is to bring down our tonnage and garbage.
I agree with it. I hope it works. But I'm just saying, from what I'm seeing when I'm driving around,
mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing it working right now.
And that's where I feel the same as Lee. And I've voiced it over the last year or year and a half that I don't think it's where we need to be. We passed resolutions saying we didn't agree with doing the program, which never made it up the line. I personally have a hard time now voting, seconding this.
Yeah, but the thing there is I would like to know where that motion went.
Yeah. No.
You'll have to ask the XDG that was in the place.
Careful what you say, you have the mic. Mm-hmm. So, there's no seconder on this one?
On the bins?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Then we'll vote. So,
vote in agreement?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Merci. Thank you. Okay.
And it's not that I'm against buying the bins for the rest of the people. It's the program at this point.
I just
want that recorded.
4.3, modification de la date de collecte des encombrants. Là, qu'est-ce qui arrive, c'est que La municipalité a eu la cueillette des encombrants dans le mois de mai, qui c'était un record de ce qui a été ramassé. Là, il va y avoir un avis public qui va sortir, suivant l'adoption de la résolution, là, pour dire qu'est-ce qui est permis pour les encombrants et qu'est-ce qui n'est pas permis. Puis où est-ce que ce qui n'est pas permis peut être apporté à l'éco-centre à Cajapajou. Puis il y a un lien aussi que les gens peuvent aller dessus pour l'éco-centre qui explique toutes les choses qu'ils reçoivent. Et puis aussi les montants sur certaines choses, parce que ce n'est pas toutes les choses qui se font, que les gens se font charger. So, this is a 4.3 is to modify the date of the collection of bulky items. There's going to be a public notice put out after this resolution to let people know what is accepted and what is not accepted for the large item pickup. What is not accepted goes to the citizen is responsible to have it taken to the Eco Center in Cajabajwa. There's also a link on the notice that people can click on, because this is going to be put on our website. It's going to be sent to the list of emails that we have at the office, and also in the built bulletin boards. So I get back to the link, you click on there, and it tells you, gives the whole list of everything that's receivable at the Eco Center, how much they charge per ton. There's some stuff that they take on. It doesn't cost anything to the person, but you have to go and look at the list and see. So all that said and done, we're going from the original date of the pickup was the 11th of July, and now it's the 18th of July.
And Carol, it should be mentioned that the last collect there that they did,
yeah,
we went over 37,000 tons.
No.
37 tons of material.
It's just
So I have a couple of questions, and I didn't ask before. So in our contract that they have with us right now, did it just say like 4 times a year they pick up?
But
I just received
the contract, so I'm I don't have.
You haven't. You didn't get that part, Carol or Pierre? Have you looked? You don't know.
I don't. I didn't know.
But bulky items usually is a word, and they have
a
definition for it. Mm-hmm. But if you could just read out loud what is accepted.
What's accepted is furniture, mattresses, couches, any other bulky items that do not fit in a container. What is not accepted is, in any way, is bulky building material of any kind, including toilet accessories, bath, shower, toilet, tires with or without rims, oil containers, gasoline containers, and gallons of paint, electronic equipment, televisions, refrigerators, stoves, freezers, etc., neon lights, light bulbs, propane tanks, metals, furnaces, wood stoves, vehicle parts of any kind. So these are not going to, even if you put it at the end of the road, they're not going to pick it up.
So this resolution that we're passing specifically for those items are for the week of July 18th.
That's correct. And for the next two afterwards.
No, then I'm not voting for it.
Why
I want to know what's in the contract first.
Okay, well, this is for
so
the 18th.
I'm okay with doing it this time until we verify all the details.
Fine.
But depending, that's why I'm asking, is it specifically because it says it's for the week of the 18th?
You're right.
So for this one, mm-hmm. I can propose it or second it, but we need to verify the contract.
Yeah, but you're going to...
Before the next time.
I'm going to try to have a report there
August,
and
yeah,
have time to read it because
I have to
prepare the new contract for the next year.
That's right. And I'm fine with reviewing it and doing it this time and knowing what the answers are before the next large collection. And it's important to note, I think, Luke, like, yes, we did have an excessive amount of 37 ton last collection, but it's been 5 years of pretty much no bulky item collection. It only makes sense they were going to get slammed this time.
Like in my last month report there also, like what the committee recommendation was that twice a year, if we're going to a contract like that, twice a year, what we're going to do is like the long weekend of May and the long weekend of September, try to arrange something like they do in La Pêche there, having
a central depot area
at the municipality there that people is going to be able to come and drop their gas and oil and things like that. So it's going to help them see if they don't have a big vehicle to bring it to the eco center there. We're going to try to help them like that.
And I think those are all things that we need to look into as far as moving forward in the next contract.
Yeah.
For right now, though, I'll propose it for this month.
But it was like, it's in the works right now. Like, we asked the inspector to look at prices, how it's going to cost us to go with that program, because we want to try to at least do it in September of this year.
Okay, so
in proposing this, like, that information is going to be on our website, like, tomorrow.
Within a couple of days.
It's all ready to go.
Okay,
I'll propose it.
Excuse me.
I will second it.
Okay, so Luc, Warren Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Is everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Moi aussi. Santé et bien-être. So health and welfare. We don't have a report on this.
Well, there's no committee call.
No, there's no real committee yet, no. But there's always a lot of issues with health and safety, health things. So 5.2, c'est appui à la demande au ministère de la Santé et des Services sociaux, le MSSS, ressources allouées à la couverture préhospitalière en Outaouais. So 5.2 is support for the application to the minister, le ministère de Santé et des Services sociaux, MSSF, resources allotted to pre-hospital coverage in the Outaouais. So this, ceci, c'est une résolution en support. La MRC Vallée-Gatineau concernant les services paramédiques qui sont affectés par les décisions de MSSS sans qu'ils sachent. So this is a resolution to support...
So I'll propose it, Carol.
Yeah.
It's a resolution that the paramedic co-op in Gatineau was asking the Ministry of Health to run a pilot program which would allow them to lease students who had graduated from paramedic courses in Ontario to practice here to prevent shortages that they know are coming. And the Ministry of Health said no. So we're going to end up losing positions and not having good coverage. This is a resolution asking them to reconsider and keep our services in place.
Well, yes. We're already short of coverage now. So.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to get that much worse, though.
Oh, yeah.
Je vais seconder.
Joanne Maillé, secondaire. Puis Maureen Rice, alors. Fait que tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement? Really?
And that this is going to be sent to the Minister of Health, federal and provincial, as well as members of Parliament and the MRC.
Monsieur Christian Dubé, ministère de la Santé et des Services sociaux. Mathieu Lacombe, ministère responsable de l'Outaouais, ainsi qu'à l'Assemblée des députés de l'Outaouais. The MRC de Vallée-Gatineau, MRC de l'Outaouais.
And the MRC. And the MPs of Parliament, so federal too.
L'ensemble des députés.
C'est ça, l'ensemble des députés.
And I think, Carol, I don't know, you passed this already at the MRC level. Mm-hmm. I think it should also be sent to MRC de Colin.
It's in there.
It is in there?
All surrounding MRCs.
It says, ainsi qu'au MRC de l'Outaouais.
Okay.
which are included in there.
I didn't see it when
would
I...
be no, but it doesn't specifically say the Colline.
Okay,
it says
fine.
All the other mercies.
Yeah, as long as it's going
to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Bon, numéro 6, aménagement urbaniste et développement. So 6, land use planning and development.
Oui, on a eu une rencontre. La rencontre prévue du troisième lundi de juin a été repoussée. On a eu des problèmes de santé, là, il faut qu'on repousse. Plus tard dans la semaine, on s'est rencontrés, on est en train de passer tranquillement au travers des documents pour les nouvelles réglementations. On espère de pouvoir présenter à la population le plan d'aménagement et de zone. Zoning in French.
Zonage.
Cet automne. Puis pour faire ça, ben il faut qu'on passe au travers ligne par ligne, puis enlever ce qui fait. Vu que c'est à nous le plan, ben on enlève ce qu'on veut pas, puis on fait des modifications sur la formulation dans le cas où est-ce que ça arrive. So we did have a meeting this month. We are going through the last draft that was supplied by Urba Plus. We are going packet by packet on the bylaws, and when we don't like the way it's formulated or we think it doesn't apply to our municipality, we take it out. We are hoping that by fall this year, we'll have a copy to present to the population, to the citizens, but we do want the copies to be translated, and that's the information that we don't have, how long it's going to take for the correct translation for the documents. So that might be what would delay the presentation to the citizens.
Okay.
Il y a le rapport des permis.
Okay, ça, c'est 6.2. So 6.2.
Ah, OK.
Vas-y.
Oui, c'est ça. Il y a eu 15 permis, mais ça, c'est celui-là pour le mois de juin ou c'est juillet? Ça, c'est celui-là du mois de juin. Je n'ai pas celui-là du mois de...
Non.
On fait juin.
OK. C'est parce que il me semble que je l'ai vu, ce montant-là. C'est drôle que ça serait exactement le même montant que le mois passé.
C'est parce qu'il n'y a pas eu d'ajout, peut-être? Je ne sais pas.
Ben,
OK. Fait que depuis le début de l'année, il y a eu 15 permis d'émis pour une valeur totale de 866 000, puis un revenu de 580 $. So since the beginning of the year, there's 15 permits that were issued for a total estimated value of $866,000 of evaluation and for a revenue of $580. Lotissement en anglais, je sais pas comment ça se dit, but there was
subdivision bylaw.
There was two of them issued, but it doesn't say how much they expect out of it. Merci.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you. On va à 6.3. Étude de faisabilité de l'aréna située au sud de la MRC, la Vallée Gatineau, sur le territoire de la municipalité de l'eau. So 6.3, feasibility study of the arena located south of the MRC Valley Gatineau on the territory of the municipality of Low. What we're looking for is we're doing a resolution and to get funding for the feasibility study, hopefully through the MRC. And we are partnering up with Cajapajua. Is it a man? Are you Denome? Denome and Lake St. Marie.
Yeah.
Denome's in
there. And did we approach...
C'est parce que... There's going to be some modifications on Kaz's resolution and Lake St. Marie's because we made some corrections. Because based on their resolution they passed last month, there was some needed corrections to be done. And we'll
The gnome was not part of it.
Okay.
No, the gnome wasn't part of it. The gnome doesn't
want to... No.
La résolution est envoyée aux municipalités, alors ça devient le choix de la municipalité de accepter
dire oui ou
de
non.
Refuser.
C'est ça.
Puis là, on va-tu l'envoyer à Ellen Kaywood? Puis à Gracefield, comme on avait parlé?
C'est ça que vous aviez décidé
so,
dans votre...
The worst case scenario, they tell us no. If we don't approach them, they can't be in.
On peut les ajouter.
Them. Ajouter Gracefield?
Gracefield and Aileen Kaywood.
OK.
And
okay.
Pierre, I'll propose the resolution, but like we talked about at the workshop, I think where it's written that it was... volunteers, and then in brackets, Lions Club. Mm-hmm. I really want it to be that it's built by the volunteers of the whole area. That's what it was. Well, unless the Lions Club contributed, like, largely, I...
C'est pas ça dit, c'est des personnes bénévoles. On avait enlevé
okay.
Lions Club.
Oh, okay. So it's just the English version, maybe, Pierre.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Yeah, it's in the English
You're
one.
Right.
Okay. But I did remove it from French. It's just a matter of removing it.
Okay.
And I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
And the other part was remove also.
And you're going to add in Aileen Kaywood and Gracefield.
Okay. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes. 6.4, offre d'achat à la municipalité du canton de l'eau par Hydro-Québec. 6.4, offer to purchase land from by the municipality from Hydro-Québec. So we have an opportunity, on a une opportunité d'acheter trois lots autour du quai municipal. C'est un... Ça fait plus d'un an que Hydro nous ont fait l'offre. Donc là, on est en mesure de... Parce qu'on a des plans, on travaille sur des dossiers récréation qui affectent le quai municipal. Donc, pour un montant de 25 719 $ ainsi qu'aux conditions stipulées dans l'offre d'achat avec Hydro. Est-ce que ça inclut aussi comme les notaires et tout ça? Est-ce que ça fait partie?
C'est la municipalité qui paye les notaires.
Mais c'est dans l'entente?
C'est écrit dans l'entente.
Okay.
Ça exclut le 25 000.
Okay.
C'est extra, ça. D'habitude, l'acheteur, c'est toujours lui qui paye le notaire quand même. Mais c'est écrit dans l'offre.
OK. So, we have the opportunity to purchase three lots around the public wharf. And we want to be able to develop an area for recreation. So it would just make sense to go ahead with the offer that Hydro were giving us. So it's three lots for $25,719. And on the conditions set out by the offer to purchase, which also includes the notary services and so on. J'ai besoin de proposer. Second, voyons, appuyé par.
I'll second it.
Okay. The youngest. Parfait. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Merci. Moi aussi.
We can't forget to say that this was offered a couple, like when they started to let go of their land. It's in the works for the last, I think, 2 years, and it was budgeted. It was part of the budget this year.
Okay. 6.5, embauche inspecteur municipal et environnement. Ceci est suivant des entrevues. En fait, le candidat qui va être engagé, c'est M. Jean-François Patry. qui va débuter le 25 juillet. So, hiring of the municipal inspector environment.
J'aimerais de rajouter dans les entendus, là, suite à la démission du directeur en environnement. Ben, c'est pour ça que je le mets dans les entendus, là, comme quoi qu'on accepte la démission de M. Laviolette pour engager cet inspecteur-là en...
Yep.
Fait que je veux que ça soit écrit comme quoi qu'il y a eu une démission qui va arriver en date du 29 juillet, puis là, on engage quelqu'un.
Qu'est-ce qui faisait partie du comité pour... l'interview de ce gars-là?
Mais ça faisait aussi partie de la voirie.
Ça faisait partie de la voirie, mais il a déjà appliqué sur le poste.
Oui, c'est ça. Il a déjà appelé. Il a déjà appliqué, ce monsieur-là. Je me souviens.
C'était le deuxième candidat.
Et puis, c'est ça. Il a toujours eu un intérêt. Puisqu'il prend ses cours d'inspecteur en plus.
I was there at the first.
Yes. Yes. Puis, il l'avait mentionné...
Fait que tu peux le dire en anglais, là, mais je veux que ça soit écrit qu'on a reçu une démission.
So, following the resignation of our...
Je l'ai noté.
OK. Fait que of our inspector, this other person, M. Jean-François Patry, will be the replacement director, municipal inspector, not director.
And environment.
And environment as well. So,
je propose.
Joanne Maillet.
Maureen
Rice. Monique Dacal, is everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Moi aussi. Là, on est rendu à numéro 7, loisirs et culture. Rapport du comité de loisirs et culture.
Il n'y a pas de rapport, Carole, à l'exception qu'on a eu un meeting avec... VTT Pontiac, qu'on veut recommencer à faire le processus pour les VTT, les routes de VTT, mais ce coup-là, on va s'associer avec Casabazwa pour recommencer le programme.
OK.
The only meeting that we had in Loisir this month was a meeting with the Pontiac VTT Club. And right now, what we're looking at is maybe do a joint program there for the VTT with Casabazwa.
Oui, mais attends une minute, je vais juste vérifier ici. Hein.
Look, when you have that joint meeting, you'll let me know.
The next one? Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But it was like the next thing that we have to do. We have to wait until Casabazwa's got the agreement there, so we can purchase the newspaper ad there and things like that,
together.
And then decide the date and where the place is going to be the meeting because we want to do that one meeting for both municipalities.
Together, yeah. Just let me know when it's...
Yeah, I will.
Excusez-moi, je suis
en loisirs et culture, les projets de parc avancent tout le temps. On planifie, là, on a rencontré aussi M. Bussière avec l'annonce qu'il va avoir une subvention pour le parc
multigénérationnel
pour la piste d'Hibertis au Québec.
Mm-hmm. Fait que là, on continue. 7.2. Emploi d'été Canada 2022. Embauche. 7.2 is Canada Summer Employment Program 2022. And we have two positions that we had available. On avait deux postes qui étaient disponibles. Un pour la bibliothèque, puis l'autre administration au bureau. Donc, il y a eu deux candidats. Pour le poste de commis à la bibliothèque, c'est M. Frédéric Legros. Et puis le poste de commis administratif, Mademoiselle Sarah Desmarais. So there was two positions that we were granted by the government for the summer employment. And we had two applicants. who have now been hired for the library is Mr. Frédéric Legros, and for the administrative clerk position in the office is Sarah Desmarais. Donc, j'ai besoin des proposeurs.
So 35 hours for 8 weeks, right, Carol?
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. Parfait. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes. 7.3. Reconnaissance afin d'être exempté du paiement des taxes foncières. 7.3. Recognition to be exempt from payment of property taxes. For every 10 years, the LVBRA has to make an application to the Commission municipale du Québec to keep their status. And this is, last time was in 2012, and here we are 10 years later. They're reapplying again. Our resolution is in support to their application that's being filed at the Commission municipale du Québec. Donc, à tous les 10 ans, la LVBRA, il faut qu'ils fassent l'application auprès de la Commission municipale du Québec pour garder leur statut pour être exemptés de payer des taxes municipales. Donc, à tous les 10 ans, la municipalité fait une résolution pour les supporter pour cette demande à la Commission municipale du Québec.
Fait que j'aimerais que ça soit écrit « support afin d'être exempté de taxes » ou d'avoir une exemption de taxe au lieu d'une reconnaissance que nous, on leur donne une exemption. Ça, ça vient, ça découle du ministère, là. Ça découle des affaires municipales.
Joanne, on ne donne pas l'exemption, on recommande.
Oui, mais...
OK, bien, c'est recommande d'abord.
C'est dedans.
Ben, c'est ça, reconnaissance.
Ben, c'est parce que le titre, ça dit reconnaissance.
Oui, c'est leur reconnaissance, eux autres, pas nous autres.
C'est ça.
Ben c'est ça. C'est le canton de l'eau reconnaît cet organisme qui est.
C'est ça. Puis elle recommande. Moi, c'est les termes de la CMQ que j'ai utilisés. Hein.
Reconnaissance et recommande.
Je vais proposer.
Je vais seconder.
Je vais envoyer. Tout le monde est d'accord, le One's Agreement?
Yep.
Oui.
Maureen?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. 7.4, heure d'ouverture de la bibliothèque. Donc, les heures, on passe aux résolutions ce soir, mais ils vont être mis sur le site web,
oui.
Puis mis à jour dans le lowdown.
Juste pour faire ça, là, les gens comprennent, là, il y a quelqu'un qui a posté cette semaine, en fin de semaine, les heures d'ouverture de la bibliothèque, là, puis
sont pas corrects, non.
There's new ones. People posted already on Facebook the new hours for the library there, but they're not the right ones.
They're not accurate, because it's 5 days a week.
I'll give it to you if you want.
So j'ai besoin.
These hours aren't right.
That's what they're proposing.
Yeah.
These are the right hours. These are the correct hours. We're not.
C'est vieux, va faire la correction.
I thought Maureen wanted to have a Saturday.
Well, that's it's not possible.
Oh.
Well, after verification, it just wasn't possible.
When we posted the job, those were the hours on the job posting.
It was on the job posting?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think so.
No. Je l'ai ici.
I looked at it today, okay. And I don't remember it being there.
Okay.
But
well,
the person that's doing the job does not want to work on Saturday.
Can't.
Can't.
Not that he doesn't want to, he just can't.
Because of a prior commitment?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Does Maureen know?
She will tonight.
Not yet.
C'est ça qui était posé.
They already sent her an email.
Oh, yeah?
We'll look for a volunteer or something for Saturday.
Yeah, there are volunteers that want to be, you know, implicated with the. So maybe they'll come in on Saturdays.
Yeah, but for now we'll.
For now like it's that. Yeah, it's okay, open I'll from 8 to 4, but closed between noon and 1. Donc c'est ça. Proposer le tiers.
Je vais seconder.
Joanne Maillet. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Okay. Là, je dirais que c'est la période de questions, so it's question period, if anybody has a question. Yes, sir, Hunter.
About 1.678, I remember in the past, most of these financial numbers were passed in one resolution. I was just wondering why it's changed and now they're passed. It's been a few months, I believe, but why are they being passed in three separate things? What's the difference between them? Because I don't quite understand.
It's just a question of
preference. It's new our new. DG. We have a new DG.
Gotcha.
That and he works a certain way. So.
Okay.
And I think it's like there's no harm in it. It's more detailed.
That's right.
And then for 1.13, the tech. I believe that's the gas tax.
Yes.
Correct.
And when will that work take place? And how much money will that be?
2023.
It's 2023.
2022-23.
Yeah, it's 2022 or 2023. It's in that time frame because it has to be done before the end of next year.
Okay.
122,000 some. The modification.
122,000 is the modification.
Okay.
It went up quite a bit since the last tech.
Okay. During the admin committee report. I believe you mentioned that you guys are still looking for to hire some folks.
Yes.
What positions are you looking to hire, and where can I put an email in my story or something like that?
Director General. Director General is one. And the other is the Assistant Director General.
And where can they apply? Direction à Québec?
Yeah.
Sorry, just a couple more here. So for 4.2, why were more needed? It sounds like not everyone got bins.
Exactly.
That's correct.
And so it was just like too few bins were purchased, so not everyone got one?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So the orders, like the purchases didn't come from us, it came from the MRC.
Yeah, I remember there was a bit of a... Okay. And then for the bulky pickup and the don't put on the curb and do put on the curb list, I'm assuming that's on the CAS Eco Center website. I can link that in my story.
No, well, it's going to be on our website tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect.
And it's going to be in the bulletin boards.
Okay.
And it's going out to the list of emails that we have registered at the office because some people... We've asked and asked many times if people want to receive notices and information, we'll gladly take on their email addresses, and it's the list is starting to...
Great, I'm on that list, so I'll get that. And then,
For consultories.
Carol, can I just add something on to when you're saying that?
Okay.
Not only do people need to subscribe or let us know, Sylvia, that they want to be added onto that email list,
mm-hmm.
There's also the information emergency portal, which you can subscribe to on the internet on our webpage. That, like, if there's a road closure or
an emergency,
you'll get the automatic notification.
Telematic.
But people have to subscribe. So if they don't go on there, they're not going to get it.
Okay, and last one, I promise. So the library hours, that's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., 4 p.m., but closed noon to 1.
Mm-hmm.
I have that right?
Well, Thursday, there's a night
Thursday
on Thursday.
Thursday is noon to 4, noon to 4 and 5 to 7 on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little different.
Okay, I'll come up after. Okay, thank you.
And, yes, the link on that, what's going to be posted on the website, will bring you to the Eco Center in CAS with the full list.
Of what CAS is accepting.
What they accept and how much it is per ton and so on.
What the MRC is accepting.
Yeah, not CAS.
Not CAS.
It's in the municipality of CAS.
No, just drop it on the desk of the DG and CAS. Perfect.
Are there any other questions?
Yes, two other people.
Yes.
The grader operator, has he got any experience, or is he just
not
at all?
He
he seems quite keen to learn. He's 30 years old. He's got mechanical experience. So, and we've asked him quite a few questions and stuff there. And like, we didn't have a great big list. We had a big list to start with, and then three of them backed out, so we were left with two people to decide from. And he seemed quite anxious, and he showed up on time, and he had clean clothes on.
Sometimes you might have a guide, and you learn, and it'd be really good.
Yeah, we want to try him. He seems quite anxious to learn, you know, and he said he wants to get into a career someplace. He doesn't want to be bouncing around job to job and stuff. So I think he will be a good fit. But, I mean, time tells. Like, you know.
It's for 3 months. So.
Yeah, I was going to say it's seasonal for the rest of the summer. And hopefully if he's good, we're
going to renew,
use him next year.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
I think the committee was impressed, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That yeah. The interviews, you guys were in press?
It worked.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like we had only had the two interviews, the two guys, and both of them were really like energetic and, you know, it seemed like they want to work. So.
Yeah. Well, you knew it
was
give them a try.
That's right.
And look at the arena over there.
Pardon me?
Does anybody want to cut the grass around that building? That looks terrible. It looks like it's a deserted building. The trees all grown up in the back. Manitoba maples there, it must be 15, 20 feet high.
Oh, wow.
And the guys that drive the truck, they all go to the bathroom there now. And I mean number two, not number one. There's toilet paper blown around the yard.
Floyd, were you talking about
what trucks?
Like, holy Jesus.
Floyd, were you talking about Manitoba maples and stuff? You mean on the north?
Yeah, like with the big tank is there?
Yes.
Yeah, there, like, that's unbelievable, and they're growing along the building. There's even Manitoba maples growing right here at the air conditioner. That's when I flip the air conditioner out and break it. Like, the guy is cutting the grass, can you not see that? Same with the garbage. I had to call and complain twice about the garbage down there at the ball field. And your inspector was the guy to come down and clean it. It was darn nice of him that he did that.
He knows now. We did tell him.
Okay.
That every time he goes and cut the grass
because
to make sure.
You couldn't get another can into it. They were throwing them on the ground. And
yeah.
Ship was blown into my yard there and everything else.
He was informed.
Yeah, okay, good.
Have they started to clean the outlet here? The boot?
Good question.
Oh,
I wondered
I
myself.
Don't they have a service to be emptied?
That they were supposed to call them. And yeah. I don't know if it's got
the
them.
The
does
one
it
the
come with a service to?
Because,
no, they leave there all year round, but they don't come and clean it during the winter. We have to call
them. We close it in the winter.
At the arena, that's even in the wintertime. It was bad. Like right in the middle of the
here?
Yard.
Yes. And up there.
And toilet paper then blown all over the place with human shit on it.
I think it's still closed up there.
That's pretty bad.
At the
400. You'll have to get a stick with a nail.
I think
we
should track some resolution.
The one with clippers.
But
I went up with the guy's truck.
Garbage. I went up to the wharf.
I got
the impression
that there was a couple.
And there was garbage all over the place. Sylvia
says back
to me. I'm not picking it up in my hand. So I went home and I got a shovel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just said that. And I went back up and I cleaned it up. But I mean, it's
okay, so we need them up at the 400.
My friend that lives up there tells me what happens is the bin gets full. And then people are so lazy, they won't even lift the lid and
Duck.
Throw the bag in.
Yeah.
They throw the bag on top of the bin.
Yeah.
Then the vultures and the things all come and pick it apart, and it's all over the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, okay.
We'll pass it.
Sure.
You put the bin up there, you think at least they could put their stuff in the bin.
Exactly. But the only way you'd ever cure that at the arena is the gates on, that the big trucks can't go in there. They shouldn't be allowed in there anyway in the first place.
But at the arena, it will be the arena committee that has to deal with it.
And then use it
for big trucks. We talked about that when I went to the meeting in the arena there because we had issues with the truck that was parking here.
Yes, yeah.
At the arena, they told us they don't care because
pour l'arena,
parce que
Monsieur
Floyd, il parle
des choses en arrière
de
l'arena.
C'est
pas nous.
Maybe they're not aware. Maybe they're not aware.
But it's just the idea.
But maybe talk to the rep of the arena to let them know that people are...
Like, it's not very nice if people come there and get out of the car and step in.
Right? Well, maybe with the new tourist center and a 24-hour bathroom, the truckers won't
go there. They're going to park there.
Well, they're parking down there now. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Fingers crossed.
But maybe we should put some signs up or something over there, too.
Yeah. Some mornings when I walk here, there's at least three or four trucks parked side by side. Yep. And they're still parked down there, too, but they pull off there.
Because it's
easy in and easy
out. For sure.
The only way you cure is either put a set of gates on it or put a bathroom there. Go ahead. Then I guess that's
it. We'll see what's the feasibility of the arena first before we
take over.
Okay, are there any other questions? Oui, Madame Legault.
Pensez-vous qu'il va y avoir de quoi à faire pour mon cas?
Bon, ben on en discutait, en fait, là, avant la rencontre.
OK.
Et puis, comme c'est là, tout ce qui a à faire avec... comment se dit ça?
Bruit sonore.
Nuisance. C'est la responsabilité, puis je vous le dis, là, ça a tout été donné à la SQ. Puis c'est ça, le
site.
Appelez-les, là, puis si ça ne marche pas.
Si ils viennent pas,
recontactez-nous. Parce que de toute façon, en retravaillant nos réglementations, on va s'assurer d'avoir les mots-clés qui couvrent ces problèmes-là.
De nuisance dans vos affaires,
ils ont repris en gros les termes de la SQ, mais la SQ va être...
C'est parce qu'ils ont été toutes mis ensemble, puis ils ont été comme... On les a donnés à la SQ pour qu'eux autres les mettent en force.
Vous vous souvenez, Mme Legault, là, quand ils ont fait la MRC est venue avec le programme pour la Sûreté du Québec, ils ont tous mis des bails là.
Uniforme.
Nuisance, puis tout ça, ça a tout été envoyé à la Sûreté du Québec.
C'est ça.
Pour dire que les municipalités n'avaient pas le temps de s'occuper de ça. Fait que
Moi, je sais qu'en achat, ils s'occupent de ça parce que la petite fille, elle a eu un, puis on m'a de s'en aller à Badjouk le droit à des poules. Mais c'est la municipalité qui l'a visé.
Oui, mais le problème à la municipalité de l'eau, Madame Legault, c'est qu'il n'y a pas de bail comme. Le bail-là d'urbanisme n'est pas fini, complété encore.
Le règlement, oui.
Le règlement. Fait qu'il n'y a pas rien dans le règlement qui parle. Mais qu'est-ce qu'on a en ce moment?
Techniquement, des animaux de ferme, côté urbain, c'est pas accepté. C'est pas dans les bails-là, mais s'il n'y a pas de règlement qui l'approuve, c'est parce que c'est rejeté.
C'est accepté.
S'il n'y a pas de règlement qui dit que tu peux avoir des animaux... de ferme dans le périmètre urbain, c'est parce que tu n'as pas le droit.
Il n'est pas dans le périmètre urbain.
Parce que moi, quand j'ai
il est encore dans le périmètre urbain.
Puis Casabazois, c'est marqué le nombre de poules que tu as le droit, mais tu n'as pas le droit encore.
On a un règlement.
C'est ça, ils ont un nouveau règlement.
S'il n'y en a pas.
Les poules urbaines, c'est quand même assez nouveau. Puis, on espérait d'adresser ça avec le nouveau règlement. Fait qu'on est comme en deux sièges là, en ce moment. C'est pas accepté, mais c'est pas encore approuvé. Fait qu'il y a pas de... On les a pas encadrés. Mais si vous avez des problèmes, rappelez-nous.
Je vais essayer
ça. Puis, si la SQ ne vient pas, reviens-nous.
Mais ça m'étonnerait qu'ils vont vous dire pour un
Ça fait partie de leur règlement. Ils sont payés pour ça.
Puis c'est eux qui voulaient qu'on passe la réglementation sur ce qui est là.
Si jamais vous appelez puis ils ne viennent pas, appelez-moi ici un lundi ou un vendredi, je vais pouvoir contacter eux autres.
Okay.
Parce que je les ai déjà fait griller dans d'autres dossiers. Fait que si c'est dans le règlement, ils doivent l'appliquer.
Peut-être à ce temps-là, mon fils va y avoir tordu.
Ça se peut, les accidents arrivent.
Va fournir la machine de le faire cuire.
Donc là, s'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, on va fermer la rencontre.
Quel est qui?
Il est maintenant 8h20.
Merci.
Merci d'avoir sorti.
On propose pas.
D'avoir. Oui, merci beaucoup.